אנחנו קוראים בספר.
We are reading from Talmud 10 Sefirot, the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 6, page 1912, part 16, the three Olamot Bia, item 43, the words of the Ari. Item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part from this world, which is Olam HaAsiya at all. However, his guf was from Olam Yetzirah, his nefesh from Olam Bria, his ruach from Nukva, the Zer'an Pinda Atzilut, and his neshama from Zer'an Pinda Atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima da Atzilut. Again, item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part of Olam HaZeh, which is Olam HaSiya. His guf was from Olam Yetzirah, his nefesh from Olam Bria, his ruach from Nukva, female, the Zer'an Pinda Atzilut, and his neshama from Zer'an Pinda Atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima da Atzilut.
Meaning he started his degree from the world of Bria, I'm sorry, from world of Yetzirah upward. In Asiyah, he had no part. That's called that he had no part in this world. Onwards.
Item 44. The reason why he did not have part in Olam HaAsiyah is what we will explain about the order of the world and its division.
Meaning, the goof of Adam was in the worlds, but not inside the world of Asiyah. Above the world of Asiyah, he started. When we talk about Adam, we're talking about his soul, about the internal part of him. We're not talking about corporeality at all. In spirituality, corporeality doesn't exist at all.
Its place of ruin is opposite the Klipa. And the settled world is divided into many divisions. Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, is opposite Asiya. And the whole of Eretz Israel is opposite Yetzirah. It is written in the Zohar, portion Vayakhel, the firmaments of Asiya exist on Eretz Israel to defend it, etc. The place of Beit HaMikdash, temple, is opposite Bria, and the Kodesh Kodashim, Holy of Holies, is opposite the upper Heichal Kodesh Kodashim, Chamber of Holy of Holies, of Bria. Again, 44. The reason why I had no part in Olam HaAsiyah is what we will explain about the order of the Olam and its division.
Meaning how all the worlds are divided, according to which parts and the relations between them.
Its place of ruin is opposite the Klipa.
The ruin meaning that nothing can be there, it's dead. This is against the Klipa.
And the settled Olam is divided into many divisions.
The settling of the world could be already life, meaning spiritual life. Connection with the Creator.
Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, is opposite Asiya. And the whole of Eretz Israel is opposite Yetzirah. It is written in the Zohar portion, Vayakhel, the firmaments of Asiya exist on Eretz Israel to defend it.
That the firmaments of Israel belong to that place where Israel is between them.
And the place of the temple is opposite Bria. And the place of Kodesh HaKodashim, Holy of Holies, is opposite the upper Heichal Kodesh Kodashim, Chamber of Holy of Holies, of Bria.
Well, that's how he divides the worlds relative to man, relative to Adam that's in them, meaning the soul, neshama. Next.
45. It turns out that since Adam HaRishon was created from the place of his atonement, the Olam was always in the form of Bria.
Then is considered before the sin.
After he had sinned, he was created in the weekdays.
meaning more physicality, corporality became in him, the will to receive, that's called in the days of the weekdays.
We have already explained that Adam HaRishon was created by Zivug, Ze'anpin, and its Nukva, female, who rose up to Hechal of Abba Ve'ima, where they mated panim bepanim, face to face, and procreated Adam and Chava.
After all the worlds expanded from the Malchut of Ein Sof, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut Bria Yetzira Asiya, the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya emerged from not being able to be corrected, correcting all the shattered kilim in Atzilut. Hence, Zon of Atzilut, after they caused the birth of the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, they did one more zivug upon the inner, internal, most internal reshimo that they had, and then begot this special kli called the soul of Adam Rishon. And then we can see here how after it is born, it is his kli, how it is. So from the world of Yetzirah upward, he stands until he ends inside the worlds of Bia, which already stand in their part in the world of Atzilut. Next.
Item 46. For that reason, Ze'anpin was then in the form of Neshama, which is Bina, and his Nukva was in the form of Ruach, which is Ze'anpin. It is said in that,
meaning Ze'anpin of Atzilut rose to the degree of Bina of Atzilut, and its Nukva, Malchut of Atzilut, rose to the degree of Ze'anpin in all of its level.
It is said in that regard in the Zohar, Saba Mishpatim, a man's soul is the candle of God, that Neshama is Dhuah, male, from the upper great tree, and Ruach, Nukva, female, is from the small tree. Again, item 46. For that reason, Ze'anpin was then in the form of Neshama, which is Bina, and its Nukva, female, was in the form of Ruach, which is Ze'anpin. It is said in that regard in the Zohar, Saba Mishpatim, a man's soul is the candle of God, that Neshama is Tchua, male, from the upper great tree, and Ruach, Nukva, female, is from the small tree.
We will see this later on. 47.
I'm 47. The thing is that Ze'anpin, which is Tchua, male, great upper tree, where the Neshama of Adam HaRishon came from, called Neshama, after Ze'anpin being above in the place of Bina. The Ruach of Adam is from Nukva de Ze'anpin, small tree, Nukva, female, called Ruach, after his Nukva, having been at that time in the place of her husband, Ze'anpin, as explained there in the Zohar, Saba Mishpatim.
Okay, then the worlds were in a higher degree. More.
Item 48.
The main thing is that we hear, and we hear it together, and we're directing ourselves towards the reforming light. And slowly, slowly, you'll see how all of a sudden something remains in your head and does something inside.
Item 48. After Adam HaRishon sinned in Etz Hadat, Tree of Knowledge, which is Olam Asiya, that he was commanded not to eat from, since he had no part in Asiya, but only from Yetzirah upward, Since he broke it and ate from Etz Hadat, tree of knowledge, which is Asiya, he flawed all the Olamot. Hence, they all descended from their degree in this way, because Yetzira closed in Asiya.
The world of Yetzira came down to the degree of Asiya, after the sin of Adam. Meaning it caused a descent not only for himself and the shattering, but also to the worlds. The worlds didn't shatter, but they went down from their state. Next.
Adam 49. It follows that Eretz Israel, that was opposite Yetzirah, does not receive from it, but through Asiya, because Yetzirah is clothed in it. Also, Bria clothed in Yetzirah, Nukva d'Atzilut clothed in Bria, and Zeranpin clothed in its Nukva. Similarly, all the Elyonim, all the upper one of it, descended from their degree.
Meaning, just like they were above, each and every one of them came down to its state like he is now. And therefore he says, Zeranpin now is clothing in Nukva. Nukva was in place of Zeranpin back then. So Zeranpin, when it came down from its state, it clothed in Nukva. But now that's its state, its permanent state, as we say. Again,
Adam 49, it follows that Eretz Israel, that was opposite Yetzirah,
the land of Israel is always against Yetzirah,
does not receive from it, but through Asiya. Because Yetzirah is clothed in it.
In Asiya.
Also, Bria is clothed in Yetzirah.
It went down to Yetzirah, just like she was there.
Nukva d'Atzilut, clothed in Bria.
Went down to the place of Bria.
And Zeranpin clothed in its Nukva.
It went down to the place of the Nukva.
Similarly, all the upper ones of it descended from their degree.
Meaning all the worlds went down as a result of Adam HaRishon, who sinned, because he drew through them light and couldn't maintain, so the light went to the Klipot. Therefore, he shattered and they came down from their degree. The item 50.
Item 50. Now,
nafsho shel Adam hayta minukva dezeranpin.
Now the nefesh of Adam was from Nukva dezeranpin, that descended in the place of nefesh debria, and his ruach was from Zeranpin, that descended in the place of his Nukva. In that, the text that states that nefesh and ruach are malchut and tiferet is correct, and does not dispute with the article of Saba, which speaks of after the sin of Adam. Again, Adam 50. Now the nefesh of Adam was from Nukva de Zeranpin, that descended in the place of nefesh in Bria, and his ruach was from Zeranpin, that descended in the place of his Nukva. In that, the text that states that nefesh and ruach are malchut and tiferet is correct, and does not dispute with the article of Saba, which speaks of after the sin of Adam.
Next.
Item 51. Now you see how many degrees Adam Rishon fell. In the beginning, his goof was from Yetzira, and now his goof is from Olam Hazeh. His nefesh from Asiya, his ruach from Yetzira, the place where his goof first was.
Again,
51.
Yes, what are you looking at me? Twice.
Now you see how many degrees Adam Rishon fell. In the beginning, his goof was from Yetzira, and now his goof is from Olam Hazeh. His nefesh from Asiya, and his ruach from Yetzira, the place where his goof first was.
Prior to the sin.
Adam 52. Do not be surprised if you will find several places in the Zohar where Etz Hadat is good Matat and bad Sam. This is because Etz Hadat is not only in Asiya, where there are Klipot mixed with Kedusha, sanctity. However, after Yetzirah came down and closed in Asiya, Yetzirah is called Etz Hadat of good and bad, the name of Asiya. Thus we have thoroughly explained what was Etz Hadat. Again, item 52. Do not be surprised if you will find in several places in the Zohar where Etz Hadat in Yetzirah is good Matat and bad Sam. This is because Etz Hadat is not only in Asiya, where there are Klipot mixed with Kedusha, sanctity. However, after Yetzirah came down and closed in Asiya, Yetzirah is called Etz Hadat of good and bad, tree of knowledge of good and bad, by the name of Asiya. Thus we have thoroughly explained what was Etz Hadat.
More.
Adam 53. In page 1921 in Hebrew, item 53. And what we explained explains the two verses. One says, and God created man, and the other says, and God created man. The truth is that the goof of Adam was made of Yetzirah.
And therefore we need to say, and Creator created Adam, Yetzar.
Hence the word created. And after Bria descended and closed in Yetzirah, it is as though he was created from Bria. Hence the word formed.
Meaning both this is right and that is right. It depends on what we're talking about what state, before the sin or after the sin.
Next. Adam 54. Now we shall explain and mention the mention what is explained in length, and then the aforementioned article. First, we will explain the matter of the order of degrees of the Olamot and how they stood in the beginning before Adam was created, and how they descended from their degree after he had sinned. Know that the number of the Olamot itself did not change, and there are always four: Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya.
We do not consider the world of Adam Kadmon at all, because it's like the Keter, it's like the foundation. It's also not a matter of concealment. It doesn't conceal the lights. It only sorts the lights according to their aviut. That's Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and accordingly, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. It kind of like sorts. There's a package in Ein Sof, only a package. It divides it to the five portions, and that's the whole structure of the world of Adam Kadmon. Whereas all the rest of the worlds are worlds, olamot, from the word ha'alama, concealment, where they conceal the upper light. They filter it and transition it, pass it in a specific way downwards. That's why they're actually called the olamot, the worlds. And Ak is only Shorish.
Adam 55. However, their order of degrees was,
before the sin, it was,
was thus: since the entire place of 10 Sefirot of the current Olam Asiya, as well as the place of the 4 Bottom Sefirah of the current Yetzirah, were empty and vacant. There in that place was Mador HaKlipot, the compartment of the Klipot.
14 Sefirot from Chazer of Yetzirah down to Malchut, the 14, Yud Dalet, 14, is Dai, enough, or sufficient. That's where, how where sanctity could be spreading, and below that, not. More?
Adam 56. The bottom six of Asiya were in the place where now the first six of Yetzira are. And the first four of Asiya were in the place where the last four of Bria are now. The last six of Yetzira were in the place where the first six of Bria are now. And the first four of Yetzira were in the place where Nukva de Zeran Pin Datzilut now is. You already know that she only takes the place of the last four of Zeran Pin, namely Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut in him. She stands opposite them from behind, hence the name Dalet, since her place is only in the four mentioned Sfirot.
Again, 56.
The bottom six of Asiya were in the place where now the first six of Yetzira are. And the first four of Asiya were in the place where the last four of Bria are now. The last six of Yetzira were in the place where the first six of Bria are now. And the first four of Yetzira were in the place where Nukva de Zeran Pin Da'atzilut now is. You already know that she only takes the place of the last four of Zeran Pin, namely Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut in him. She stands opposite them from behind, hence the name Dalet, since her place is only in the four mentioned Sefirot.
Okay. Next.
Adam 57. All ten Sefirot of Bria were in the place which is now Zeran Pin Da'atzilut, in all its ten Sefirot. And his Nukva De'atzilut, Zeran Pin and Nukva De'atzilut, was then in the current place of Abba Ve'ima De'atzilut. The Olamot continue similarly from Abba Ve'ima De'atzilut upward to the highest degree, to En Sof, higher than their current degree, and we need not elaborate here.
All right. Who wants to ask?
No, Danny.
Well, Danny.
Everything we read about for the last few days can be solved in two pictures of before and after. So why do we have so much text about it?
They probably didn't know how to draw. Why did I answer like that? Because I don't have any question towards them. There are many, many diagrams and drawings by Kabbalists. And with the Rabash also in the archive, we have many diagrams. And I wouldn't say that they drew it so well, so it'll be clear. Even Rabash used to draw in my books. It's not a matter of the picture. It's a matter that you will depict to yourself and be able to talk and think freely in this. Yes. Or that you will be able to maintain this picture inside before you. Or that it will be clear to you, like that we're talking about your house and where you live. So you can imagine where the city is, where the neighborhood is, where the house is. And like this, and like that, and like that. That's it. That's how we need to see this reality as close as possible, to get closer to it. Where here is my house? Where here is my area? Where in this house do we have a kitchen and a bedroom? where is that? I need in such a way to feel that I am living in a spiritual world. After all, I'm in it. We're all in it. We just don't feel it. So slowly, slowly, by us reading more and more and trying to enter with our work into it, it happens. It opens up. And the picture, a diagram, is also good, I would say. Although Kabbalists respect it and not so respect it, not too much. Because they thought more about the internal picture. Not that the picture is before you like this, and you're saying, oh, in the picture, oh, this is above this, and this is down below, and this is like this and like that. But rather the values. It's the value of the world of Bria, Atzilut, like this and like that. Where is the right and left? So right and left, you say, this is Chasadim, and that's Chochmah, and that's overcoming, and that's Aviyut. Do you understand? You have in that inner diagram of yours different internal discernments, emotional ones. Do you understand? When you're talking about your family, well, spin them. This one to the right, this one to the left, this one above, this one down. Can you say in such a way? You could say about them a lot, but not in a geometrical way, not in a diagram format. Right or not? Besides the fact that you may be feeling that someone's sitting on your head there, but like this, we also, even though we feel and talk about it, we don't feel it. Meaning we have to move from places, from discernments of the diagram to emotional feeling discernments. That's why they talk about it in such a way. We will try to go according to what they do, and we're drawing the reforming light. It will arrange in each and every one of us that form, that diagram, discernments, as much as each of us needs. Exactly. The light, when it influences us, it turns to a person and depicts it like that in a person. What item are we?
58.
48? Well, please.
Indeed, there is a question here. We have already learned that the lowest degree in the entire Atzilut is higher than everything below it, through the end of Asiya, etc. Similarly, in all the degrees, this is so because even the bottom degree in Bria is greater than everything below it, which are Yetzirah and Asiya. Thus, how did we say above that Olam Yetzira had only its upper four above where Nukva de Atzilut now stands? And the rest of the bottom six Sefirot de Yetzira remained below in the place that is now Bria. After all, in all the Olamot could stand at the lowest degree the Nukva de Atzilut, which is beneath it. 59. The answer to that is that when it is written in a different place that the lowest degree in the higher Olam is greater than everything below it, it does not relate to quantity and the measurement of limited place. Rather, it is discerned in the quality of the Or itself, being better than everything below it. And that aspect of quality and merit, it contains everything that is below it. In comparison, we see that the last drop in a human being's brain contains everything that exists below it in the entire human body. It is so although we see that it is not so with respect to the size of the place. Moreover, a single organ of the body, such as the thigh of the leg, is bigger than the size of the entire head.
Meaning, we're not talking about the size, relative size, but qualities. That it can't be that in one quality of the upper one, that several qualities of the lower ones will stand there. Rather, each quality corresponds to another quality. Is that clear? More?
No, Karyan.
All right, reader.
A quality, like Bina, for example, when it descends to a different place, it actually becomes something else.
Yes, and?
So how is it that she's still called Bina?
It's called according to the place it's at. It depends on its permanent state. It's Bina that descended to Zeranpin. So according to her original quality, she is Bina. According to her current level, it is on the level of Zeranpin. Just like you. Today they want to promote you at work to a higher floor, higher degree. So you'll have the same name, you, but the place, they'll say that you're a manager or a floor rag. Who wanted to ask?
Olam hazeh, it means this world?
No.
And when was it created?
Who?
Olam hazeh. At what point?
Olam hazeh, this world that you're calling, or spiritual?
It said Olam hazeh in one of the items. The question is, when was it created? Because it's like...
No. It came out below the world of Asiya.
And where is it located? Below the world of Asiya?
It's below all the worlds, because this world, the spiritual world, is the broken will to receive.
No. Ata.
Can you explain a bit what is the environment of the Partsuf?
A world, and inside of it, a Partsuf.
But what is an Olam as an environment for a Partsuf? Partsuf, I understand that it is the will to receive that wants to...
There's internality and externality. Internality is the soul, or Adam, or... people, a desire for attainment of godliness. And there's the environment that has to help them in that, both for diminishing the light from the Creator towards them, and for raising the man from them to the Creator. This adapter between the soul, the neshama, and the Creator is called Olam, world.
The Olam is also a will to receive.
It's a desire to receive, but without free choice, without a feeling of itself. It's like nature, still vegetative animate that you see around you. Does it have anything? It exists according to the laws that the upper light inserted into it.
And this desire to receive that has no free choice, it also develops?
Of course. Just like you see here, nature developing. Because nature has to assist man who is in the process of development, man who is trying to reach adhesion with the Creator. That's why we see blows from nature. And what about that? In this way, nature is assisting us in awakening and rising.
Thank you. What I do if I don't understand?
You don't have to understand. What's there to understand?
No, for example, there are parts that are written in Aramaic, like Malchut is called Aspaklaria de lo Nara.
You know what Aspaklaria is? Mara, a mirror that doesn't shine.
For example, it says here that Adam Rishon from the place of his kaparato was created.
Later you'll find out. You don't know what kapara is? Atonement?
No.
May you be atoned for that.
But what does it mean? I read it several times, asked other friends that speak Hebrew, they don't know too.
He was created from a place where he's sinning and also correcting. This is a place of atonement.
Can we clarify this a bit, or where we read it in Aramaic, for example?
This is completely of no interest to us.
I'm saying in general, when we read it.
Yeah, go to the Q&A section and you'll find there. Or on the computer. We have the entire test in the computer. You can record a certain word and it will kind of pop up. There's a matter of knowing, knowledge, and people invest their lives into it until they know it by heart and they can talk about it and explain. And there's a matter of attainment. And those are two opposite approaches. They are so opposite that if you want to attain, you don't remember anything because you're constantly in the state of stress and annoyance because you're running around, you're chasing the light. How do I get to it? Where is the light? What about it? And those who are not in it, they're calm. They have a cold, cool, calm, technical brain. He wants to know, bring it here, we want to butcher it, slaughter it, draw it, take it apart, reach the drawing, and we'll know everything. What does he know? He knows how to draw it. And these drawings barely help one's attainment. How do we know? Even when we forget and get confused about the drawings. Because if you change a degree, a connection, the relationship to the friends, to the Creator, and everything you've learned before gets swallowed like water in the sand, and then you have nothing left. Oh, so I'll make a drawing beforehand in order to remember. And then what will you have? What do you think? Just getting the stuff erased from the heavens? You're going to go against it? So, it's recommended in a kind of fundamental, very simple way. We need to have some grasp of things, the general drawing, but it's not recommended to get into details.
I remember about 15 years ago, when we read tests, you made plenty of diagrams. Now you're not sketching anything. It's more emotional.
Because we can talk about it with you today. I used to stand before a board and draw on it. I would have a big whiteboard behind me. I remember it.
Many times when we read, I just get mad that the reader reads express and you say, carry on. And it's read like a newspaper and I don't feel it. I don't just want to understand. I want to grasp something, feel it. And we're reading it like a newspaper. And a week ago, we heard how Rabash reads. And I thought that it was played in slow motion on purpose so that we'll hear each every word. Then you said, no, this is the ordinary pace at which he taught, at which he read. And so I felt that there is a kind of gap, that it is possible to read it at a different pace or study at a different pace.
Go into our archive, take a tape. We prepared it even today, but we didn't get to it. Maybe we'll do it this afternoon. Find the tape, and you see that he says nothing, even though he is reading slowly with these long pauses here and there. He's not explaining much. We have nothing to explain, except for the yearning for the reforming light. There's nothing.
It's just that I'm asking myself, what is the correct way to study, to read?
That the study will become a prayer. That's it.
Ken Koka.
אז מה לעשות עם תסכול מה... So, what do we do about the frustration from the absence of attainment?
Nice. Attain. Will you attain it through the drawing? The drawing will just block yourself.
Obviously, but you're so frustrated that everything's... You can't understand anything.
And the drawing is going to be clear, everything, you'll calm down. That's it, the world of Asiya is up there, in the right-hand corner. Oh, Nitzira, it's a little left, down, below. Oh, and what then?
So, what do you hold on to?
Nothing. Nothing. Like, as if it's flying in the air. This is the most correct feeling for raising man, that you have nothing to hold on to. It's opposite to your rational brain. I also used to think like you. You know how many drawings I made? What I've done? Even when I got new students, and new students need it. You need to give them something to hold on to. But not more than that. We have to constantly feed them with something, like you do with a kid. You know, a little bag with some pretzels and snacks. They want to know that they have something. For a grown-up, no. You must attain it.
So what does it mean to hold on to nothing?
That if I don't attain, I have nothing, because I truly have nothing. Why would you calm your desire down?
Yeah, but it's just that another lesson, another one is passing by.
Later you will pray to forget. You will pray to forget. Because then you'll have a pure desire, empty. You don't have to learn about anything except for how to ask. That's it. Connect to his friend's heart, your friend's heart, and ask.
So, a good result from a test lesson is that you have nothing?
Of course. He who is greater than his friend is what? His desire is greater than his friends. Desire is greater than his friends. And each person that grows has a greater and greater desire. Does it get filled? No. But we say that the vessel is full. Which vessel is full? Which vessel gets filled? Vessel of bestowal, not vessel of reception. A vessel that you build in an opposite way, an upside down way, to bestow from within it. But the vessel that wants to receive clear knowledge and everything is never filled. And they can say, hey, I see the Ari, Bala Sulam, how much they knew. What vessels did they fill? Right? Vessels of bestowal. Okay, let me have vessels of bestowal. I'm ready, as long as I'll know. No. I can't explain, but it's not going to work out. If you wish to truly know, you will never have it. Slowly. You can at least listen and not think I'm talking nonsense.
So what is a kli of bestowal?
One that is built above the vessel of reception, opposite to it, where all the Lev and Sof is revealed with all the details, and you become the master owner of Machad of Ein Sof, because you want to bestow, you want to fill it.
And you become fulfilled by the vessel of bestowal?
Only. Yeah. Restriction, screen, reflected light, only to fill the host, because in him our hearts will rejoice. Okay, it will come.
You're saying that our goal is to attain and not understand the material, but why then does it say that it is enough to understand and not to attain?
Avana, understanding, is from the word bina. That's why they say the heart understands halev mevin. Not the brain, not the intellect, but the heart understands. Therefore, only in the correction of the vessels, of the desire, not of the intellect, we attain in these vessels, in the desire. In the desire, you can feel flavors, tastes, beautiful, tasty things. But attainment is in the mind, right? In the brain. No, everything is in the desire. So why do I need a brain? In order to arrange the desire in which I attain. That's why it's written, taste and see the Lord is good. Taste. The palate will taste. Will taste the food. Yeah, little by little. We have to get used to this attitude. But we are people of creatures of, we are feeling creatures. We're not intellectual creatures. Our intellect, our mind is not to feel good. We have to rise above it and start using our desires to fulfill the other. And then you'll become the master of your desires with your new intellect, and you'll be able to attain truly where you are.
So it means that the heart understands, not the mind.
Yes. Our brain, our intellect, our mind is only so to be used in order to arrange ourselves properly. Yes?
To continue what we asked, what do you do if there's this mechanism that exchanges the frustration from not attaining, it changes it to indifference?
Right. But you're here, these people, it's not just you. You're in an environment, and the environment is influencing you, nevertheless. And from its influence on you, you can't keep calm. A person cannot keep calm if he's in the environment, under the influence of the environment all the time, in lessons, workshops, in the tent, especially if it's a tent. There he's like in a washing machine. He can't keep calm because he's connected to others. And each one from above is awakened, up and down, so on and so forth. And then, like it or not, you're jumping with everyone according to your role, but you must jump with them. As if you're standing on a seesaw for 10 people and 9 people are jumping. You're not going to jump. What else is left for you to do? No rest, in short.
Out of curiosity, I really identify with the feeling of being envious of Bala Sulam, Ari, Rashbi, all the Kabbalists, how they sat and wrote it. Took a piece of paper and wrote these things down. I have this kind of envy toward them.
What do you mean, who wrote it down? They felt it inside. No one is feeling it from the outside. On the outside, we have nothing. Outside of a person, there is only the light of himself. As much as he can unify his system, his broken system. These are friends, these are relatives, these are distant, and this is that. This is my I, myself. If I arrange and connect these things in this way, I understand that only the Creator is outside of me. He's controlling all those things. And then when I concentrate those vessels, he is also found there, and he's also filling them. And that's it. Ultimately, it's Israel, the light, and the Creator are one.
You said the Kabbalists didn't write from their vessels of reception, but from vessels of bestowal.
Yeah, it's the same.
And when a Kabbalist writes something like that, he's as if divided. There's a part in him that writes it, and a part in him that doesn't understand it.
How can it be? It's possible that he understands only up to a certain level and not above it. It's possible that he understands up to a certain height and he writes up until there.
It's as if that Bala Sulam, he sees himself writing in his vessels of bestowal, but his vessels of reception, they remain, because the Kabbalist, he's still in this world. There's like this gap.
He's sitting next to the table and he's writing, what he attains in the soul.
And he, as if his body, his will to receive, doesn't understand that, doesn't attain that.
He's using his body like an animal. It's his. With this, you'll figure it out, don't worry. It's not going to be a problem. Okay, guys, we are coming to a close.
Yeah, we'd like to update regarding the dissemination workshop that will take place today.
I'm very, very I'm very concerned about this. I care about it very much. I highly recommend. And those who are here, those who are unable to be here, everyone should participate as much as possible, and it will be recorded, and you'll be able to repeat these lessons more and more. It's very important, very important. And I'm saying it's important not because you're doing a favor to someone, but directly to you. Because for each and every one, dissemination is called acquiring the new vessels. When they come to you, they'll be corrected. You need to arrange yourself, correct yourself only in your ten. But when you write to millions there on the outside, by that you attach to yourself corrected vessels. You don't need to correct them. You need to correct only the 10. That's why it's a must to learn how to write. Well, writing, shooting, photography, it doesn't matter. Various modes of dissemination. And you will succeed. All your future depends on that.
So, a few technical details. We're starting at 9:45 in the study hall, second floor. Whoever has a laptop, it's preferable to bring one. It'll be recorded and broadcasted on Sviva Tova, and it's going to be translated. So, just to be ready, the training itself will be in English, but it will be translated. 9:45, and there's an entire schedule.
The study hall.
We wanted to remind the friends from the groups in Israel that they're invited here on Thursday for a lesson. And
a night lesson?
No. To eat in the soda and the sukkah. So we're reminding all the friends from the groups in Israel that did not register yet. And this evening we've invited the friends from the Point in the Heart.
Today?
This
tonight?
Evening, yeah. They have a special lesson, and then they're going to have a soda together here in the sukkah. More than 200 friends registered already. At 5:15, the preparation for the lesson begins until 7, and from 7 till 8, soda at the sukkah.
So who will be in the lesson, especially?
Members of the Nekuda Shebalev.
That's beginners? They have to think which lesson to give them.
Yeah.
There's a topic in this material.
The subject is entering the very first spiritual degree.
Very well. So we have Ushpizin, special guests. More? That's it? Where's Miron?
Maybe first a daily task.
Why wait for Imtachne Alei Machne? It's holiday.
No.
Something pleasant.
Ismechu ha-shamayim, v'tari el ha-aretz. Ismechu ha-shamayim, ismechu ha-shamayim, v'tari el ha-aretz. Iramaya,
משימה יומית. כל חבר עושה מאמץ.
Daily task. Every friend prepares to rise above their beastliness, connect with the 10. Again, every friend makes an effort to rise above his beastliness to connection with the friends, and we examine together in the 10 what else are we lacking in order for the Creator to become revealed among us.
שיעור חגיגי. הנכם מוזמנים לצפות הערב בשעה 5:30 בשיעור חגיגי.
This evening everyone's invited at 5:15 live with Dr. Leitman on Kabbalah Lam, KabCOIL. Thank you and have a great day and a good night.
הקיר שלי ושלך, זה מה שאנחנו נבחר לי.